Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Sorry, is that me? Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that will help you get from where you are to where you want to be. It's packed with people that are doing things in the marketplace and making a difference in right where they are. On this particular show, we discuss quite a bit, but there's a segment called How Did I Get Here? That's where we are interactive, taking questions or what have you from those who have either hit us up on Facebook at Dr. Tanji Show or Instagram or Twitter or those who wanted to call in at 323-203-0815. Now, I want to make certain I say hello to my lady.
Meow.
To my right. She's
That's
back,
right.
Y'all.
That co-pilot is here. The Dr. Tanji Show. And like you said, you are loaded, amazing guests. So feel free to interact, social media, and, you know, these Kingdom Principles. Yeah, we need them. We love them. And let's go.
Let's go.
All
right. You heard her, right? On today's topic, it's simply use your time wisely. The key to success, you hear a lot of people say, okay, these 7 steps here or these 5 steps here. I'll say one of the keys to success is your ability to use your time wisely. It's called effective time management, effective use of your time. And to achieve effectiveness with your time is you got to have the correct priorities. It's like first things first. But there's a pitfall to this. Because if you do not know where you are supposed to go, if you do not know what you are supposed to be doing, you will run into the danger of abusing your currency. Now, time, as we know it in this life, is currency. And you never want to be guilty of abusing it. Now, or allow others to abuse it as well. So, to live effectively, one of the things that you'll need to do is plan your day with the right priorities. Notice I didn't say good priorities. I have learned the difference between right and good. Doing a good thing makes you feel good, gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling, but good is not always right. In life, you really want to concentrate on doing the right thing. And the way you know you're doing the right thing is what you're doing lining up with what God's will for your life is, or that blueprint that you kind of set at his feet, right, and wrote down the vision, okay, and now it's so plain that anyone that comes behind you can read it. That's the right thing. Two, you want to be careful not to be so busy that your busyness is not purposeful. Oftentimes I'll say I am purposefully busy, and when I say that, I really do mean that. What is sleep when you've got an assignment on your life or for your life? And then lastly, one of the things to live effectively, to use your time wisely, is to make certain that you are right where you're supposed to be. Now, what do I mean by right where you're supposed to be? After you've written your vision, after you've taken the time to think about, because you never want to start a project that you can't finish. So in that space of pre-planning and planning, throw your heart over the bar and everything else will follow. Never, ever, ever get into something that you really are not passionate about. That's a waste of time. And guys, we don't have that kind of time to waste. This has truly been an eye-opening for me. Losing someone as valuable in our community as Nipsey has really shown me that we don't have time to waste anymore. So for all intents and purposes, get busy. No more excuses. Prioritize. Mm-hmm. Do what you're supposed to do and do first things first. All right?
Got that.
Okay.
Got
very good.
That. Affirmative. and it's amazing you said that because when I look at your Instagram at Dr. Tanji Show, somebody simply wrote in your comments, "I just want to help."
Oh, wow.
And that's that means wow. Everything.
Yes, it does. So we'll
just from that post
reach back out. Yeah, to,
absolutely.
And let you know how you can help.
Yeah.
The gentleman that we've got on the phone on today's show is someone who has been doing it for over 30 years, using his time effectively, making a dent in the marketplace. This gentleman actually worked as a leader in several Fortune 500 companies, but I like the way he segued into the marketplace, and not only is he doing things, and I'm going to allow him to explain every good thing that he's doing, every right thing that he's doing, but he's bringing people along with him, and I love, love that. So let's say hello to our first guest, shall we?
Absolutely.
Dr. George Frazier, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show. Power broker.
How are you,
yes.
Wonderful opening, by the way. Wonderful opening.
Thank you.
I love that opening about time management. That's beautiful. I tell people every day, do anything but don't waste my time. Oh. I will get more money, but I will not get any more time. And I don't know how much time I have, and I don't want to know, but you ain't wasting it.
Oh, I love it.
As simple as that. Look, that was it. I can fade to black right there.
Fade to black.
That's perfect, George Frazier. Yes.
Oh, thank you very much, sir, for being here.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to my trip out to your incredible city, one of my favorite cities on earth.
Oh, really?
The LA area. I love California's uh-huh. state.
Yes.
And I love the diversity and the people. I have lots and lots of friends and fans uh-huh. in the greater Los Angeles area,
uh-huh.
As I am a friend and fan of yeah. lots of people there. So I'll be with you guys starting tomorrow, and we're going to tear the roof off the
side. Oh, I love
That's
it.
What we're
tear
do.
The roof
oh,
off.
Hey.
And then, Dr. Frazier, for anybody, our viewers and listeners who don't know, can you talk about how you're going to impact Los Angeles tomorrow with guests and people who can also interact with you live?
Yeah, I am excited about the presentation that I'm going to be giving. I'm going to be having a nice sort of close-up conversation at the City Club under the leadership of Linda Morgan and Dawood Thompson. That's tomorrow evening. And then a real community-based talk on Friday. Of course, you have to be a member of the City Club unless you're a guest of a member. I'm going to unpack a couple of things that I think that are critical. So I want to say the next things and still be loved, okay?
Yes.
But I just want to give you an hors d'oeuvre around the subject matter that I'm going to unpack for Black people, straight no chaser, but with love. I remember how my father used to whoop my behind.
Mm-hmm.
And he would whoop my behind, but he would do it with love.
Mm-hmm.
And he would keep whooping my behind until I got it right. And when I got it right, he would stop whooping my behind. But I always knew that he was doing it because he was really trying to correct me, trying to get me going down the right path. So I am going to talk about the state of financial illiteracy mm-hmm. and what we can do about it. and how as Black people we can take our people, take our community into the 21st century. So I say that by saying you cannot be Black and beautiful in this world without being Black and powerful. Interpret power as money. Money is the mother's milk of all intentions. And without money, all you have is a great damn intention. So you cannot be Black and beautiful in this world without being Black and powerful. And as a Black man, again, I'm going to say this, and I want to still be loved. We cannot be Black and proud in nigger soup. White folks are planning for three generations, and we're planning for Saturday night. The goal for Black people in the 21st century is to win, not to look like we're winning. I would rather carry a plastic bag with $5,000 in it than to carry a $5,000 Louis Vuitton bag with $100 in it. That's looking like you're winning, brothers and sisters, but you ain't winning. All right? So unless something changes within the next 30 years, according to all the statistics, all the trends, all of the data analytics, unless something changes, and I'm going to unpack this for you with cold, hard facts tomorrow, unless something changes, we are headed into a second slavery by 2053. Black median wealth in America, according to all the statistics, the Institute of Policy Studies' newest study, Black median wealth will be zero in America. Now, try to operate in a market-based economy in a democratic capitalist society with no money. So, I'm going to unpack the reasons why. I'm going to then unfold how we can address it. And I'm going to provide the solutions for it. Solutions that every single person that will join us on Friday night will love. This is not complicated. I'm going to help people understand what the four pillars for the intergenerational transfer of wealth is so that we can be in alignment with our spiritual teachings. We are out of alignment with our own biblical teachings. Proverbs 13:22 tells us what a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Black baby boomers will be the first generation of Africans in America that will raise another generation of Africans in America that will not do better than them. So in the 400-year history of our people, we are the only generation of Africans in America to raise another generation that will be worse off. We need our behinds kicked.
Yeah.
That cannot happen on our watch.
Right.
So the first quarter of the conversation will be, here's how we got here. Here's why we are still the poorest people in America. 400 years later, we're at the bottom of every single economic statistic that matters in this country. We're at the bottom of every educational statistic that matters in this country. Here's how we got here. And it ain't all our fault. Make no mistake about that. We're all very clear about that. But there's some things, there's some badass habits that Black people have. And unless we mitigate those habits, unless we solve those habits, we are headed into a second slavery. There's some things that we can do. Right. I want reparations. According to the latest calculations, America owes Black people, it's all over the board, between $7 trillion and $59 trillion. So, yeah, I support reparations, and I will march for reparations, but I ain't waiting on reparations, and neither must you. Don't wait on it. Support it, but don't wait on it. Urban education is in shambles. It happens to be only our children. America needs to fix urban education so that it meets the same quality of education that middle-class to upper-middle-class white urban education, a white middle class suburban education is. Yes, that needs to happen, but I ain't waiting on that, and don't you wait on it. Right? So there are things that we can do right now that will mitigate this problem and keep us out of a condition of second slavery. That's where we are headed. It is clear. All of the statistics are clear. This is where we are going. So, but we have the solutions. The things that we are doing. Something big that's going to happen at a conference, the 18th conference, the 18th annual Power Networking Conference, that's going to happen in Houston, June 26th to the 29th. Forbes named the Power Networking Conference one of the top five conferences in America, not to be missed. So there's something that's going to happen at that conference that will change the whole game, right? Mm-hmm. It will change the whole game. So we're going to unpack some things, but I'm not just going to say, here's the problem, without giving you meaningful, doable, powerful, bold solutions, because that's what we got to do now. We got to man up and woman up and do something different and do something bold.
I love it.
And so I know you used to specialize in bold. I've heard you before, right? In fact, you don't do anything but bold. That's why I love you. This is why I'm on the program. You're bold. I love that. Provocative, interesting, and solution-oriented. That's what we have to be about in the 21st century. We are in the state of emergency.
Wow.
And there has to be a sense of urgency in our people.
Absolutely.
And among our people.
Now I understand.
That's my rant. That's my rant for today.
That's how you unpack.
I love it, Dr.
Yeah.
Frazier.
Yeah.
Now I understand why Vital Speeches named you as having five of the greatest speeches ever.
And a top power broker
in
America. Yeah.
I mean,
just making sense. And, and like you said, Mr. Frazier, it's so imperative, and it is a state of emergency with everything that we're going through in our country, and a shift has to happen immediately. So I'm glad
that's
you're
right.
a part of this
Absolutely.
Movement, as we are also very committed to the movement on a daily and consistent basis. So I'm just, you know, really grateful for the things that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I really appreciate your support. I appreciate your words of power. Those words are powerful.
Yes, they are.
And I cannot even begin to express, with the few moments that I have left, the criticalness of and the role that Black women have played in the upward mobility of Black people. Quite frankly, I don't know if Black people would still be around in America if it was not for the role of the Black woman. And I think it was the great African-centered scholar, Dr. John Henrik Clark. It was his quote. He said, "The power of the world is between the legs of the Black woman."
Mm-hmm.
And what he was saying is that Black women gave birth to humankind. Black people were God's first people, right? And the first human remains, humans as we know them today, were found 75,000 years ago in the Olduvai Gorge, and it was a woman. It was a Black woman. Because if you're hanging out in Ethiopia, baby, you're blue-black, right?
Yeah.
You ever see an Ethiopian?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Blue-black, mm-hmm. right? So women, Black women, are the mothers of humankind. And you're powerful. And we see that every day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Black men love you, or
mm-hmm.
at least Black men with their heads screwed on right love you. And so I want to thank you for being two strong Black women and speaking your truth to power.
Yes.
Straight no chaser.
Because
that's how we have to have it.
Yeah.
And I took this call, and I knew that I was in. I'm the chairman of two charter schools. I have two African-centered charter schools, and so I was in a board meeting, and I knew that I would have to come out of that board meeting to complete this promise that I made to you for this 20-25 minute call, and I'm going to have to run back into the board meeting and tend the business of my. We have 300 inner city children. 60% of them are black boys, and I'm the chairman of the board. So, but this was an important call to connect with you, so that we could more deeply connect with the community of our Los Angeles brothers and sisters, and get them out on you know, if you're a member of the City Club, come to the City Club tomorrow night, Thursday night, and if not, come to our event, our Power Networking Conference event, and join us. It's going to be awesome, and I promise you, anyone who comes will be provoked, educated, and empowered, and see aspirational things that you've never seen, heard before. There's some secrets out here that God has only whispered in my ear, and I will share them with you. And I say that with a smile in my voice.
Of course you do.
So I'll share them with everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Fraser. You are a breath of fresh air. You are definitely a blessing, not only to us here at the show, but to everyone who comes in contact with you. Thank you so very much for what you're doing so unselfishly. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Look forward to seeing you both this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Fraser.
Bye now.
Thank you. All right, now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, nothing to say. Unpack and get yourself together.
Oh my God.
And make
gosh.
It happen.
Absolutely.
Very, very, very potent. Very potent.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever you've won the presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, come on. That goes.
And I love the fact, again, he's someone that we talk about off air a lot. About being effective,
right.
Raw, just real talk.
Absolutely.
No over the top. I mean,
absolutely.
he said, I hope you don't not like me after this, but I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah. Did he not feel like an uncle or a dad?
No, absolutely. It's nobody but dad talking.
Oh, come on.
Nobody but dad talking. And what really struck me, I mean, the first thing he said was reminded me so much of my dad.
Yeah.
He said, my dad used to tear my tail up.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't have anymore. My father's just looking at me like, oh, you know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
It's as simple as that. Oh, yeah. I will run around, and of course, mom would protect me.
Yeah.
Don't do that to her, Frank. Don't do that to her, Frank. He was like, oh, but she will understand and appreciate this down the line. And that is why. Because of Frank Jones, that, you know, I champion and everything has a win. And how do we fix this? I mean, that's all I know. But I get it.
I get it.
He said it. And so he knows.
Yeah.
And then turning your failures into blessings.
Oh, my God.
Is another thing that resonates with him. So,
yeah.
Anything he writes, Google him and definitely interact and follow if you cannot make it to Los Angeles, Houston, or any place where he's speaking.
Mm-hmm. You'll be very happy and fulfilled when you do that. Honestly, this guy's a wealth of information. He really is. Just what we needed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now we're ready, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Don't forget that you can stay interactive with us at on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dr. Tanji Show. And, of course, we love to hear from you here at LA Talk. It's the number is 323-203-0815. And thank you so very much for all that you guys have done. You have no idea. I know I say thank you a lot, but I am so grateful and so humbled that you put something out there and people will come and support. That means a lot. So thank you.
And definitely share if you have a movement or something interactive we can support, a shout out, be involved in, and Dr. Tanji to have her come and speak.
Yeah.
We champion all that stuff, and we're ready and we're available on the front lines because the marathon continues.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I don't know what it is that's going on now, but it's something in the air that that's almost unsettling, you know, and I'm not a superstitious woman, you know, I'm not, but it's just something feels.
And when you're uncomfortable, that's some good stuff. We don't think
so. Is that right?
Just so that you know. I've come to the realization that when you're uncomfortable, shift and change has to happen.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you got to push through.
You got to push through.
Yeah, trust and believe in the abundance is just waiting.
Absolutely.
It's waiting.
Yeah, because we
waiting.
Live from abundance. Yep. We live from a place of abundancy, not a place of lack. I think I said it once, if you continue to say what you don't want to see, that's the quickest way to get what you don't want, is just speak it. Just speak what you don't want to happen, and you can bet your bottom dollar it'll happen.
Absolutely.
It will, because of the power that you possess. Absolutely. So, without further ado, you told me not to say that. Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry.
What language? Look, are you multilingual? What language is that?
You guys, you have no idea. This lady's smiling, but off camera, she is someone that you definitely want to hire and say, you know what, I'm ready. But do not call her phone if you're not ready. If you're not ready, don't do it. If you're ready and you know that you have what it takes to unleash that greatness that all of us was born with,
absolutely.
Okay, then give this woman a call. Or if you don't have a genie in your city, okay, connect with someone who will inspire you, someone that you can touch. My prayer for you, my desire is that you live the life that you're supposed to live. You have no idea how much I really do want you to live a life full. I want you to do those things that perhaps you've dreamt about and then never thought that, you know, that surely couldn't happen to me. Why not you? Why not? The thing I'm learning the most is don't quit. No matter what it looks like. And I've seen some days, and I know we can all attest to, you know, where we've been or something we've experienced. But life does get easier. Even if you're in the middle of what's causing that oomph that makes you want to just kind of pull the covers back over your head, life really is to be lived. But you can't live it by yourself. You can't be on Patmos Island by yourself. We need one another. I need you. I do. And not just to push a button to say, hey, I like, or make a comment, but I need you to realize that you are not a mistake. You were meant to be here. You were, or else you wouldn't be. But now that you're here and you're of age to do something, let's get busy with your purpose. Let's do this together. And I really do mean that. I want you to smile more than you've ever cried in your life. I want you to laugh till your side hurts. And I want you to just be silly and know that no matter what, life really is good. And it's just the way, when you're in that perfect will, when you're in his will, sorry, because his will is perfect, then life really is good no matter what. I just got to make certain that you understand that. Life is good. Keep smiling. I don't believe in faking it till you making it. That does not do anything for me. No, we're not faking anything.
And then what did Dr. Frazier say? Rather carry a plastic bag with $5,000 than a $5,000 purse with like $100 in it. You know?
How many times have we been so guilty of that?
We all have. And it's systematic, unfortunately, in the society that we live in and images that we're constantly bombarded with online. Yeah. And I mean, we've gotten to the point, it's unbelievable every time I think about it, that we live vicariously through our smartphone. It sounds insane to say that.
I know.
But I mean, we do. So you know, that's what tells us how to look, how to feel. And yep. It's unfortunate because we're raising a generation. And that's why I'm so glad, you know, I'm so adamant about us mm-hmm. reaching back to our babies, because it's got to shift from there.
Yes, it does.
We've really failed currently and just the immediate pushback. So we got to get to the babies. And that was another reason why Nipsey Hussle's legacy was so impactful. Mm. And they saw what he was doing. He deliberately was building the babies, putting them in beautiful places they had never seen before, in the hood of Crenshaw, making incredible looking interiors and real estate in places they had never seen before, maybe just on social media could never touch. But he placed them inside of there and educating them with STEM programs to stimulate the minds, like he had, just like his brother said, bless his heart, at his service at the Staples Center last week. He's like, I am my brother's brother and his keeper, but I knew I didn't have what he had. He said, we come from the same parents, but you got something a little different. I mean, bringing in, had never been, you know, educated in computers, but computer pieces and puts them in the floor at home in middle school? Okay. Doesn't have a clue, hadn't read a book, anything. Yeah, but he said, but I'm going to bring these pieces home. I'm going to gather them from places I can find them. You know, and then asking a middle school kid, well, what are you going to do with this? He said, we're going to figure it out. And I'm going to figure it out. And then I'm going to figure out software to help us do music and everything we want to do. And everybody's like, but where they do that at? Yeah. How you going to do it? Right. He said, I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. And to come home one day and it's done.
Oh my gosh.
You better know. It was already destined. It sounds so unreal, but again, once the mind, once the passion and the drive, and like you said, Dr. Tanji, you're passionate about something, it will take shape and form.
Absolutely. And here's the beautiful thing about being passionate about something that you feel like you need to do, or this is part of your calling, of part of your purpose, it will be tested. It's got to be. I think I said that once before. Absolutely. For authenticity. It's got to be tested. I dare you to go around and proclaim, today I'm going to not eat today, and I'm going to lose some weight and blah, 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 blah. Everybody who knows you will call you up and ask, hey, you want to go out to eat? Girl, I was just thinking about you and wanted to know if you want to go to your favorite restaurant. And I said all that to say, to make light of it, but anything we do has to be tested. It's got to, just to see, all right, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Is this a part of the purpose and the plan for your life? And will it not only glorify your creator, but will it help somebody? The best business to be in is the people business. You cannot go wrong.
Can't.
You really cannot. So let's inspire. I mean this from my heart. Let's do better.
Yep.
Let's take right now what we have, because this is all we got. I hope 15 minutes is my destiny. But this is all we got.
Yeah. And we don't know when it's the end. You know, you and Dr. Frazier talk about that all the time.
Man.
You don't know when it's that final 15.
If you've got that.
So I actually like that. I mean, the Dr. Tanji challenge.
Yeah.
You know, what is your challenge? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And that's how you need to kick off Talk to Tanji.
How about that? You keep saying that. You hear her saying this, right?
If we kick that off and have everybody just chime in, you know, what are you challenging everybody with? You know what I mean?
I like that.
And what do you want to do? And then to have a cross section of everybody who can hear your voice and that's online.
Okay.
Yeah, that way, because we're doing this together. That's the Dr. Tanji way. We're doing this together.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's do it. I'm so serious.
No, that's the kickoff.
That's the kickoff. All right, you guys heard it, right? All right, we're doing this and we're going to do it together. So stay tuned. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth here. Before this week is over.
Make an announcement.
An announcement will be made. But I got to have you helping me with this. All right? You're gonna help me help you. And we're going to do it together. And we're going to finish. We're going to get to the finish line. How about that?
I like it.
All right.
I like it. I'm signing up.
All right. Very good. I'm signing up too. Ty, Stokes, Francis, Tron, Morgan, everybody. Jamal, Michelle.
Everybody. Call all your peeps, all your fans.
Oh my gosh, I am so
serious.
No
matter what city you're in, we're doing this together.
Let's do this. Jordan, all right?
Yep. All right. JJ, you too.
Got to do it. Okay. All right. Stay tuned because we're going to make this happen. And we're not just going to be talking about it. We're going to have measurable goals that can be met.
And, you know, and then just chiming in every week and showing what we're doing by example.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yep. All right. Who's up for it? I know you're listening.
Yeah.
All right. And that you're listening. I hear you. And I challenge you to let's do this.
And then Dr. Tanji, can you talk about, I know you're working on so many things, merchandise, and I can't wait as the season unfolds and as we go into a very pivotal season this coming fall and going into 2020 of change and direction. So many things that we will address. And speaking of things you're working on, your journal, what are some key things along with Talk to Tanji that you will want us to engage with on a weekly or monthly basis?
Wow. I would, for the journal, and I'm glad you said that because I have given Jeannie my word that it is, sometimes things come so easy that I'll procrastinate, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's another story. With the journal, you'll be able to follow along with some of the things that I have either spoken about in times past or what I'm going to speak about. You'll actually have that in your hand and kind of take notes for your own life so you can measure where you were to where you are right now and where you what your plan is. And in that space of measurement, you've got to be really, really honest. You know, if you missed a mark, okay, you're going to be fine. Get up. Let's try it again. But I do not want you to hold on to something if it's something that you were supposed to do, because there in the journal, there's a couple of things that you really have to kind of put into motion, put into play. Mm-hmm. But if you don't finish part one of it, it's okay. Do it, you know, do it tomorrow, but you got to get it done within the 3 days, because each day has three things that you will have to kind of measure to see where you are, you know, if you're doing what you said you're going to do. Okay. And the thing that I like about the rollout is you'll be able to have accountability with yours truly. You'll can log on and we can kind of dialogue. And if you want it to be private, then of course we can have it where it's not, you know, where it is private and you have questions or what have you. But everything that we're going to do in this movement, in this challenge, it is not for show. It is to make you, to make us better people, better versions of ourselves, so that we can really get busy and do those kingdom things that we're supposed to do. Again, the kingdom is not a place. It is not a destination. It is a lifestyle. It is the way you think about your position in the world. Simply put, my mentor said, the kingdom is man as God and earth as heaven. And that's as simple as I can put it.
And that is so powerful. And we appreciate that. And I'm just excited about your entire rollout. And like I said, and most importantly, that we're doing it together with you wherever you are. And I love so much how the Dr. Tanji show opens. I mean, just where you are to where you want to be. Yeah. And everybody's journey is different.
Oh God,
we all make mistakes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I love the consistency I'm hearing about, you know, the failures being blessings.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had, you know, Nipsey Hussle say just minutes, unfortunately, before he was murdered, to say that, you know, enemies, strong enemies are a blessing.
Yeah.
I mean, just minutes before.
Minutes before. I can't wrap my mind
around that. Yeah. I can, but I'm, I it forces you to take it in and digest and begin to understand, you know, as best as you can.
Okay.
And that's where, I mean, at some point in all of our lives, that there's that relatable thread.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, doesn't matter what you've gone through, personally, business, life, work, your children, you were like, okay, that was my moment, you know, and we constantly go through those moments, but what you do and how you do it is a difference. Right. And that's what I love about your platform, Dr. Tanja. You educate on resolving and getting through the process. So I cannot wait till we roll out your journal and talk to Tanji series and just other things we have lined up. So it's going down.
Yeah,
It's going down in your DM.
How about that? How about that, Judy? Man, so what we got going on over there? Do we have someone who's checked in with us?
Yeah. Yes, we do. We have Tony, who's in Baltimore. Mm. And of course, he was like, I was hoping that Dr. Frazier, we don't know if Dr. Frazier is coming to Baltimore, but I can tell you, stay interactive with Dr. Tanji and Dr. George Frazier's. You can just Google him. I mean, we're constantly moving around. And, you know, what I love about what Dr. Tanji's getting ready to do with this talk to Tanji, we will be on Facebook Live and we'll be able to discuss these things and share these things and on a weekly basis so that we can interact, because he said he, you know, is going through things. He hit you on Facebook about not having that support. And I noticed you mentioned that early when Dr. Frazier was on the air, having those mentors and that person. It doesn't have to be a big circle. If you just find that person, and as you evolve in life, you find out your circle of friends and supporters get smaller and smaller. It's like,
honestly, really? Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll feel lonely and nobody's there. So that's where he is feeling right now. Okay. So have you ever felt that way, Dr. Tanja? And how did you get through?
Tony, thank you first.
You're not alone in Bmore. We with you here in LA.
Absolutely. I would say to you that get used to it, and I'm not being ugly, and I hope that I'm not offending you when I say this, but when there is so much that you have to do in life, you know, we really do not know when our last day on this earth is. We don't. And I get it. Death sometimes can, man, it can choke the life out of you to even try to experience something like death, but it is a part of life, and it is the only way that we can get out of this life. So with that, Tony, my advice to you is to keep your head so focused. I'm sounding like one of my children here in the game, rather, that you're so focused on what it is that you've got to do and the intent behind your doing it, that you'll be so busy doing that, Tony, that you really, when you look up, you won't really feel that loneliness that you're feeling at this moment. Embrace it, get used to it, keep moving. Because when you've reached that pinnacle of, okay, I'm ready now to do what it is I've been working on, you don't have to worry about people not coming and not, you know, being there in your corner. They're gonna make a beeline to your door, and then you'll be in that driver's seat of, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. Nope. I'm just gonna continue doing what I'm doing, and that's celebrate you. Celebrate what you're doing. You're gonna be just fine. Honestly, you are. But don't take any shortcuts. The quickest way to failure is taking a shortcut. So please, in this time of loneliness, you're going to be just fine. Get your work done and let your work speak for itself. That's what I would say.
And that's perfect, you know, because, I mean, it's a process.
It is a process.
It's a never-ending process that.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, and when you have somebody like you, Dr. Tanji, and Dr. George Frazier, who joined us earlier, you've been doing your thing for years, I mean, decades, and every day is like a fresh start.
Who are you telling?
You know, that's what's amazing about doing this thing together. I mean, every day the slate is wiped clean. It's mm-hmm. like, what are you going to do today?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do today?
You got to prioritize, and definitely prioritize at night. Okay. Don't wake up trying to prioritize. It's too late. And I really do mean that. Do it at night. Go ahead and get it over. Do the first thing first, and then subsequently put, you know, the easier task things that, you know, down. But first things first, that's paramount when you are implementing kingdom principles. These principles are difficult, but they're not to be lived, okay, or operated in by yourself. You cannot do it by yourself.
And what recommended while we wait for our all-important Dr. Tanji journal, because we are doing this together, and we need the journal because we need to write down what's happening, what's not happening, so we can talk to Tanji, okay?
It's on my calendar, right on journal.
See, no. So I'm on point? Am I on point?
You're on point.
What books do you suggest? We're heading into, a lot of people on spring break right now.
Right.
Perfect time to
absolutely
grab an ebook. What do you absolutely suggest until Dr. Tanji's journal is available on Amazon?
Anything Dr. Miles Monroe.
I kid you not.
Whether it's applying kingdom principles, whether it's what is the kingdom and its principles, wisdom, vision. He just systematically, this guy lived his life the way, you know, we're still taking notes from his life. And he's been, you know, deceased now, what, 3 years? 2 or 3 years. So, yeah, anything Dr. Miles Monroe.
Very impactful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the wonderful gifts that we were left here with to enjoy.
And talking about legacies.
Oh, my gosh. You know? How important is that? I started working on legacies maybe 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was the seventh time I'd gone broke. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. This doesn't work.
We got to try to leave some for the kids and the grandkids, generational wealth.
You
gotta fix it.
Stop the bleeding, you know. Mm. And once you do that, it's gonna work out. You know, whatever it is, it's going to work, and it'll work in your favor. And you will be able to leave a tangible legacy as well as, you know, ellipse. Absolutely.
That's great. So make sure you stay interactive with Dr. Tanji throughout the week. We will be making a major announcement this week. So at Dr. Tanji Show, just follow. You'll know. You'll see blasts. And we're going to promote. And we need you to be a part of it, because you are. You are actually her co-host.
You really are.
So we just can't wait. We're doing this together. We're doing this with you. And the journey, let's ride. Let's ride.
Absolutely. And, you know, before I close, I just want to, again, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. You could have chose to do whatever you wanted to do in this allotted time. And you chose to be here with us. And for that, we are grateful. Please make sure that you are living and not merely existing. And oftentimes that can be kind of difficult when you're faced with unsurmountable things that are going on in your life, whether it's with your children or your spouse or your job or your business or whatever it is, your health. Please know that you're not in this by yourself, that we operate with this thing called faith. And when difficulties arise, we tie a knot in our faith, and we hold on just a little bit tighter. And we do know, not instinctively, because humans don't have instincts, but we do know that whatever has been started in our lives, He will finish it. Okay? You just be a willing vessel, be willing to go along for the ride, because it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ride. It is. Again, thank you for joining. Take care of yourselves and remember the smile. We love you dearly. And until next time, bye.
See ya. Smile.
You're listening. listening to the Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.